Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and on behalf of our founder, Sharina Mayani, I am here gathering experts, 40 experts who are going to help you master your time, your mindset, and your energy so you can create an epic life and business. And today I'm like super excited to introduce our guest. I've been reading her bio and I want to know everything, but we only have 20 minutes, so we're going to keep it to things that you can walk away from, and then you can do your research later. So Shivani is a highly sought after women's empowerment coach, spiritual business coach, master energy healer, psychic, inspirational speaker, co-author of the Book of Inspiration for Women by Women, and has been featured on Self-Discovery Radio, New Human Living, and on the Cat Cannabis TV show. She also has her own weekly YouTube show called The Soul View that she hosts together with two other women rock stars. She's an expert on personal and spiritual transformation and helps women entrepreneurs all over the world find and live their soul's calling using the Akashic Records as a grounded tool in order to get information on who you are at a soul level. She lives in far north Queensland, Australia, where the rainforest meets the Great Barrier Reef. And when she's not on Zoom mentoring her clients, she's often spotted frolicking with her Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy, Akash, on the beach. Thank you for joining me, Shivani.
Thank you so much, Diane. I'm so excited.
So I know we were talking briefly before we jumped on the recording about what you're going to speak about today, about figuring out getting the answers from your soul. But could you share a moment, like, what are the Akashic Records, since that seems to form the basis for how we're able to create this?
Yep, sure. So the Akashic Record is an energetic database that basically has recorded everything who you are at soul level and also everything you've ever done and any decision, any choice you've ever made. And every person has their very own Akashic Record. And I love the records because not only would you know, if I have a look at it, who you are literally at soul level, what are your divine gifts, what's your life lesson, what's your soul specialization, which will, for those of you who feel called to do something but you really don't quite know what, fantastic, because it will become really clear with getting your divine gifts. We also have the second part of this particular reading and clearing is where we are clearing basically what is not conscious. So for those of you who are on a spiritual path and you've done a lot of work on yourself and things are still not quite working, looking in the Akashic is actually really amazing because you're literally unearthing the unconscious. So if you've created a vow of poverty 5 lifetimes ago, you have no idea. However, it will affect you by being challenged with money. And the cool thing is when you actually clear that and you create new action steps, your life will literally shift.
Wow. That sounds incredibly powerful.
It is. And there are different readings. For example, what a lot of people don't realize is that at soul level, we each manifest differently. Mm. Yeah, so one size doesn't fit all. Depending where you land on the percentages, like we have different variables, a very, very unique blueprint basically emerges. And it's very woo. It's very practical.
Right.
And I remember when I had the manifesting blueprint, it was like, oh my God, what an eye-opener, because I basically did a lot of marketing, like Facebook marketing, tried to work myself around Facebook ads, tried like 2 or 3 times, didn't work, went to network marketing and so on. So basically was extremely busy without any results and was like, oh God, what am I going to do? And then I had the manifesting blueprint, and one comparison said, I need to stay with one thing, maximum two, if it's new, expect to suck at it. And so the first 3, 4, 5 times, okay, it's not working, but I need to keep going. And then the breakthrough happens. And that's exactly true for me. But wow. Before it was like 2 or 3 times, like, oh my God, it's not working. Okay, must not be the right thing. So next, next, next. But I didn't manifest.
That sounds incredibly smart too. Like, it's not only spiritual, but it's like, okay, persistence is a thing. Stick to one thing. Don't keep shifting around.
Well, the other, like the opposite, it really depends on who you are at soul level. So for example, if you say when you want to manifest, you're basically wanting to shift your vibration.
Right.
Meaning that who you are at point A vibrationally is different to who you will become or who you are at point B once you've achieved what you want to create. Yeah.
Right.
And so we are looking, the manifesting blueprint really looks at, okay, so how you are wired at soul level to create that shift. So for example, the exact opposite to me would be, no, you need to actually create the shift across your whole life. So for example, if your intention is to create freedom, then you would have a look at, okay, so where in my life do I do obligation? And then little by little, shift it. Yeah, so totally different to, for example, what my blueprint is. So it has nothing to do with logic.
I love it. I love that each person is specific to them. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned bringing us through a process. So I'd love to get into that a little bit so we can really get some shifts going in the people who are watching.
Yeah. Not so sure about shifts per se, but I know from my own clients and from other people that they sort of know they get guidance, but they don't really exactly know, is that my ego, is that guidance? And so I thought I'll lead everybody through a really quick process that will hopefully help you to really feel whether it's a yes or whether it's a no for you, especially if you're asking, you know, should I do this, is it in my eyes good to do this? And you know, quite often we are torn,
right?
Yeah,
perfect. Okay. I love it.
Cool. All right, so obviously if you're driving, do not do this. Wait for the replay. And for those of you who are live, I invite you to close your eyes. Let's start with that. And make yourself comfortable. Let's start, because so often we have physical tension that we are not even aware of. So let's start by physically clenching your fists with an inhalation. So full breath in, make a fist, make it as tight as you can. And then as you breathe out, release. Open your hand again. We'll do it 2 more times, please, in your own timing. Full breath in, intentionally creating tightness. Hold the breath in for a moment. When you're ready to breathe out, release. One last time, full breath in, clenching your hands, make it tight. Breathing out, releasing. And then when you're ready with your shoulders, breathing in, shrug your shoulders, bring them right up onto your ears, towards your ears. Let them drop as you breathe out. 2 more times, full breath in, drop with your exhalation. One last time. And then as much as you can, your whole body. So as you're breathing in, clench your hands, your feet, your face, make everything tight, as tight as you can. Hold and release and let go as you breathe out. Allow your breath to settle. And then imagine that you're putting a rope from your tailbone through the floor right into the earth, anchoring yourself to Mother Earth. And then keeping the rope in the earth, come back up through your body, up to your head, all the way up to the top of your head and beyond. And then invite your guide team, invite everybody that is dear to you in the spiritual universe. And know that by just asking, you will get the assistance. And then bring your awareness to your heart. And imagine that with each natural breath in and out, you're creating a little bit more space in your heart. And then if you have a burning question to a yes or no answer, ask your heart. And then look for either a feeling of expansion, of inspiration, excitement, or a feeling where you literally crunch and it's like, not so sure. So the first one will be a yes answer. And the second one, when you feel a bit crunchy, no. Trust what you get. We are all highly, highly intuitive. We are born with that faculty. It's quite often that we don't trust it. Or the mind comes in. Try again with another question, or you can ask more questions within the original question. Still staying with your heart. Some of you might be auditory, you might hear a yes or no. Some of you might get pictures. And then giving thanks to whatever you have experienced. Giving thanks to your guidance. In your own timing, when you're ready, you can gently move your fingers, move your head from side to side, stretch your body awake and open your eyes again.
That's beautiful.
Did you ask a question?
I did. I asked a couple of questions and I got no answers for both of them, which is very interesting.
Right. So,
and it was something I'd been debating, the first one for sure. So the no was the confirmation that the decision I was making was the correct one. And it's beautiful because I'm like your perfect subject, because I spent 3/4 of my life making sure every decision I made was okay with everybody else.
Mm.
So it's great to find another tool to confirm that I'm listening to myself and not other people. I love it.
Yeah. Because the heart is really the entry point to the soul. And what happens is we do get this energetic hit, or we do know, and then the mind comes in and talks us out of it, right? Because it doesn't make sense. And I think that's the alignment, really, to bring the heart and the mind together.
Right. I love it. That's perfect. I'm going to be using that one a lot. I can see that now. And I can see where having just that tiny little practice, because it's not a super involved practice, but having that practice will actually create a shift for us, because it'll give us the direction that our heart wants us to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love it so much. Thank you so much for leading us through that. I am so appreciative.
You're welcome.
And I know also you have a free gift for our watchers, our audience today. And I would love to hear a little bit about it and maybe why you picked that particular one, because what will it allow us to do?
Sure. So yeah, the gift, again, I believe if we can get stronger, not even stronger, if we know without doubt, this is my guidance, this is my divine guidance, then, and especially if we learn how to act on it, then our life becomes amazing, because life is always supported. So the free gift is an ebook where I tell you more about what to expect with guidance, because we're all different. Like I said before, some of us are visual, some of us are auditory, some of us are kinesthetic.
Right.
Yeah. And I also have different exercises for you as well. So basically that you get, when you practice, because of course we have to practice, right? Mm. But when you decide to practice, you will know, this is how my guidance comes in. This is how it feels or looks like, if it's a yes or no. And you can let go of the guesswork.
Nice. That sounds amazing, especially for entrepreneurs, when we're getting all this information on the internet, or if we have different coaches, making sure that what we're doing is in alignment with our divine goal and our divine soul. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, well, especially if you do have a soul, no better word, soul aligned business, whether you're a coach or you're a healer or you're a mentor of some sort, because you are the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really important to be aligned, and everyone, you know, like there are amazing strategies out there and a lot of them work. Yeah. No, but sometimes the strategy might not be right for you at soul level. Yeah. I give you an example. Someone who has, say, a divine gift of divine love. Yes, they need, obviously we need an internet presence, like we need a website, but these people are not really geared towards having an online business. They need face-to-face contact with people. Right. Yeah. So everybody is different. We are all different at soul level.
Thank you so much for sharing your guidance, your wisdom. And if you want to find out more, where can people find you online, Shivani?
Sure. My website is shivani.com. So shivany.com.
Awesome.
Otherwise, shivani@shivani.com.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your generous gift. I can't wait to download it and start practicing, listening more to my divine soul. And thank you all for watching as well, because it means a lot to both of us that you're here sharing the space with us today.
Thank you.
And for all of you watching, I'll be back in your email inbox tomorrow with another couple of experts that Sharina has gathered who are going to really rock your world. Like, Sharina asked me to pick the best of the best because she wants to be able to really allow you to create an epic life and business by mastering your time, your mindset, and your energy around money and life. So I will see you tomorrow.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.